This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mike Bloomberg ripping on farmers has prompted a thought for me. You guys could talk me out of this. I'm not married to this, but I'm thinking we should start an occasional segment entitled Dumb Things Liberals Do. Dumb things.
You only have a two-hour show, Scott.
What's the most irritating thing a liberal has done this week? You know, something like that. Today.
I know it's not the math.
Only a two-hour show. I just got that from Todd.
Certainly couldn't be the math.
Oh, I'm so offended by this, and I'm not one to get easily offended by things politicians say because, you know, you almost feel sorry for them because, you know, they're so careful, and yet they have what's in their head, and they can't be who they really are, and so they, you know, they just, you know, they're twisted into knots. And so every once in a while they let their guard down, you know, there's some academic event, somebody asks a question, and they come up with this analogy they've used at their cocktail parties before, and they never shouldn't say it on TV. Shouldn't say it on, you know, in front of a microphone, in front of a bunch of kids when somebody's taping it. But they do, because they just, that's, you know, when you're not sure of who you are, these are the things that you can do. The idea that farmers are dumb, the idea that ranchers are dumb, or that it's easy to do what they do, I mean, it just goes, it's just easy, is crazy. Is absolutely crazy. So I want to begin today with a shout out to our farmers and ranchers. Okay? And before we get into Mike Bloomberg's stupidity and the answer to the question, what's the stupidest thing a liberal did this week? I have a little flashback to you, for you, to Paul Harvey, one of the all-time great broadcasters of all time. I mean, that's just a name, you say that name and you go, oh, man. Like a comfortable shoe when you heard Paul Harvey on the radio. Doing the rest of the story or page two. Just love Paul Harvey. Love Paul Harvey. Anyway, so he, of course, has a famous piece on why God made a farmer that clearly Mike Bloomberg had never heard before. So let's play this to begin. My effort to apologize on behalf of Mike Bloomberg. It's not up to me to apologize to him, but I'm so offended by it that, you know, farmers and ranchers who obviously are toiling day in and day out to feed the world have to put up with that nonsense. So,
and on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then pain in from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark, It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
So God made a farmer. There you go. So there's my apology on behalf of Mike Bloomberg, folks, for the incredibly insensitive, stupid, ignorant, can you come up with any more words for me? Asinine comments of Mike Bloomberg towards farmers. It's one of the worst parts of not being on the air yesterday. I mean, seeing that late Sunday night, thinking, are you kidding me? It's the most annoying thing a liberal said this week. Is it this? By Mike Bloomberg?
Anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you had 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
So what I heard there is you don't have to think and analyze to be a farmer. It's just easy.
Oh, and if you're a machinist or anything like that, you know, a CAD program, you know, computer, just put the thing on the
goodie. Things are radio people.
Yeah, just put it on there, follow the arrow, and next thing you know, you got a crankshaft.
And the other thing I think I heard in there that, you need more gray matter. They don't have enough gray matter. No brains there.
Just a little elitist, don't you think? Oh, right, brother?
So I would welcome your responses to that today on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550. Or maybe you think this is, in fact, the stupidest thing a liberal has said this week. Let me read a tweet from yesterday at 9:46 a.m. from Barack Obama, the 44th President of the United States. 11 years ago today, near the bottom of the worst recession in generations, I signed the Recovery Act, paving the way for more than a decade of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation in American history.
Oh, he gets the credit.
Yeah, of course he does. Now, thankfully, the 45th president of the United States, he's not like all those other presidents where he says, you don't say anything bad about a former president. You don't just don't go there. Don't go there. He comes out with this. I love this. He didn't let the sun set without responding. Did you hear the latest con job? President Obama is now trying to take credit for the economic boom taking place under the Trump administration. He had the, I'm going to shout this because it's in caps, weakest recovery since the Great Depression, despite zero Fed rate and massive quantitative easing. Now, best jobs numbers ever. Had to rebuild our military, which was totally depleted. Fed rates are up. Taxes and regulations way down. If Dems won in 2016, the USA would be a big economic depression and in military trouble right now. Here's my favorite part. Once again in caps, the best is yet to come. Keep America great.
There you go.
So, I don't know.
Can I ask Mr. Obama a question? Paving the way for more than a decade of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation in American history. Well, what about the magic wand and those jobs aren't coming back and need to get used to that? He said that too.
So I'm a little confused.
Larry Kudlow, who I love, said, in 3 years we've created 7 million new jobs and nothing like that happened in the Obama years. Yeah.
Not even close. Yeah, and why did his plan take so long to actually grow then?
Well, here's the deal. Again, they're planning on you being stupid. They think if you just need some more gray matter that you don't have, so therefore they can get by with saying this stuff, Todd. Because Donald Trump's economic boom has come, number one, first and foremost, from repealing the ridiculous amounts of regulation that the Obama administration put in place. I mean, they were out to kill coal, right? Clean power plan, all their insanity. So, number one, it's peeling that back. Number two, the Obama administration hated tax cuts. Hated them. I mean, the only thing they did do, and they just did it because Congress went along with them, was extend the Bush tax cuts. But these folks spend money, more government. Trump, the exact opposite, cut taxes. I mean, look, stock market, prime example. Look when it took off, the day Donald Trump was elected. Oh, my gosh, these people. More after this.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is here. And you, our fine listeners, join the conversation at 800-228-0550. Worst thing about a liberal. Worst thing a liberal said this week. What would you say it is? Texter says, Worst thing about leftists, not liberals, you can reason with a liberal. One, the elevation of the group over the individual. Always. Always. And two, their nigh complete control over messaging from cradle to grave, with ownership of the school system, the news media, the entertainment industry, social media, and search engines. Texter says if it wasn't for farmers, these self-seeking liberals would starve to death.
Exactly.
You can't eat a computer, Mr. Doomberg.
Ah.
How do you spell Bloomberg? Is it Doomberg?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called with a D. That's Rush's new nickname for him.
Yeah.
Mini Mike Doomberg.
Next hour, we're going to chat with Rich Wardner, the North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, member of the Interim Legacy Fund Earnings Committee, and Representative Mike Nathy, who's part of the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee, and is House Leader, obviously, Republican House Leader, and a Senate House Leader joining us to talk about. There's a meeting coming up. It'll be tomorrow, the Legacy Fund Earnings Committee, 6:30 tomorrow night, and 8:30 Thursday morning at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. So we're going to talk a little bit about what are the rules and what kind of input do they want related to how the earnings should be spent on the Legacy Fund. So looking forward to that conversation coming up on the program. We have news that Senator Kevin Cramer joined a congressional delegation led by Jim Inhofe, who is, of course, from Oklahoma, to Iraq as part of a trip overseas. So, Munich first for that security conference, and now Iraq for Senator Kevin Cramer. Just thought I'd let you know. We just learned that. He will be in Minot tomorrow along with Senator Hovind. I would assume Congressman Armstrong for the visit of Mark Esper, the defense secretary, coming to Minot Air Force Base tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. All right, before we get to the phones, so you can answer the questions of the day or bring up anything else you'd like today, I got to say hello to CJ from DAC Diesel checking in today to tell us how things are going. What's happening there today, CJ?
Well, just assembling that Cummins I was talking about last week. We cut counter bores on it, and it's going together right now. We got one cylinder in it. And then I'm still troubleshooting wiring on a Detroit. It's kind of, it's a stumper. I got two wires fixed and now another one decided to go bad somewhere along the line. So it's just one thing after another. But the one thing I do want to say is for all the 6-liter Ford Power Stroke guys out there, you know, I've had quite a few questions and quite a few guys come in the last 2 weeks, and they're asking me about bulletproofing and do I do it, and the bulletproofing, a lot of people take it as a thing where, you know, you make it dependable. You don't have to worry about it down the road or anything like that. Now, that is actually something that's done by Bulletproof Diesel down in Arizona. So do I do bulletproofing? I do it in a way that I guess I consider bulletproofing, but it's not the way they do it down there. But I want to let people know that we have a ton of experience. We got all the software here. We do things right. And when guys bring their 6-liters to us, they don't tend to see us anymore. So just definitely give us a call on that. We can visit with you or stop in.
Sounds like the only place to take it, folks, right there. And I wondered if you had any openings, because I guess Mike Bloomberg is looking to repair a little machinery. He is such a smart guy, so if you can take an extra guy, he said what you do is pretty easy. You know?
Hey, you rebuilt a couple of bolts, you grab a wrench.
In 2 days, yeah. So.
It's real simple. You just pick up a wrench and you turn it. I mean, how hard can it be, right? Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, folks, give them a call at 701-258-5011, online at dacdiesel.com. Anything diesel, consider it fixed. They're in Bismarck, but taking care of vehicles all across the Northern Plains. All things diesel right there. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you later, Scott.
Have a good day. Dave is traveling Highway 20. What's on your mind today, Dave?
I wanted to comment on the quantitative easing. When President Obama was in office, that was the only thing that kept our economy from going into recession. All the money that was printed by the Federal Reserve ended up being invested into stocks, causing that market, the stock market, to just hang in there and not go into recession. And then when President Trump got into office, the Feds reversed that policy and they started pulling money out of the economy. And that's what Trump was hollering about, was if they just get their hands off of it, the economy would have grown much faster than it did.
Yeah, I know
he's
clearly still ticked about that, too. But, I mean, the point being, Obama had the weakest recovery since the Great Depression, despite the fact that he had the zero Fed rate and quantitative easing and a lot of it, right?
Right, absolutely. It would have been a disaster if the Feds wouldn't have stepped in and supported him. So,
yeah, we'll give the Federal Reserve whatever credit Obama thinks he's due. Stupidest thing a liberal has said this week would be what? Worst thing about liberals would be what? A couple of our questions, but your comments on answers to those questions or anything are welcome at 800-228-0550. Jamestown we go. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Michael Bloomberg, he'll never have a sense of humor, which farmers will, even in the toughest times. I remember a co-worker of mine in the 1980s went to a cafe, and there was a group of farmers there, and they told a joke, which I remember to this day, and that was the darkest days of the 1980s for farmers. And the joke was, a farmer, a doctor, and a lawyer died and went to heaven. They were met at the pearly gates by St. Peter. St. Peter asked the doctor, "What's your IQ?" He answered, 160. He says, "That's good. You just go right in." He asked the lawyer, "What's your IQ?" 140. "Well, that's good. You go right in." And he comes up to the farmer and asks him, "Well, what's your IQ?" 44. "Did you get your crop in?" And that's something Michael Bloomberg would never understand. That even, like I said, even in the darkest times, farmers have a sense of humor. Thank you.
So the punchline there was that the farmer was being a little self-deprecating, saying,
yeah,
"I have the 44 IQ, and I got my crop in. Did you?"
Yeah,
right.
Did you get your crop in?
Yeah, yeah. I love it. All right, I'm a little slow on the uptake there on the punchline, but I like it. Yeah, a little sense of humor. Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate it very much. On What's on Your Mind? Can I squeeze in one more here before the break? Let's see. We'll start anyway with Randy and Bismarck. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I just want to say I thought it was funny to see all the conservative people getting mad about Greta Thunberg over the weekend getting painted in Bismarck. I thought conservatives were all about free speech. And that's it.
So you thought it was funny that they were all about free speech. So I guess they were exercising their free speech about a symbol of the DAPL movement and the global warming movement that would destroy the economy of the country and certainly livelihoods in North Dakota. So not sure that's inconsistent. I don't think anybody said they didn't have a right to put it up. They just said, "Do you realize what it stands for?" Hang on, Randy.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg will be part of tomorrow's presidential debate in Las Vegas as he's received 19% support in a national poll released today by PBS at Marist College. He's behind Bernie Sanders, who has 31, but until now, Bloomberg was polling in the single digits. He's also been the focus of a lot of attacks, including from Sanders, who said last night,
"We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk.
The Boy Scouts of America seeking protection under the federal bankruptcy code, officially filing for Chapter 11 protection overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It happened again.
What now?
Well, we had Randy call in, and he wanted to, you know, rip on conservatives because they're being hypocrites by not supporting Greta Thunberg and the mural because they claim to be for free speech. And so I, you know, he makes his point. I give a quick thought back and say, let's talk about this on the other side of the break. What happens, Divic?
Hung up.
Click.
Well, you know,
click.
I don't care if they put a... They can put a mural up of Wile E. Coyote for all. It doesn't matter. That's fine. I'm good with that.
But you could say
the point was why, the motive behind it,
yeah.
And what
you're doing is expressing your opposition. Yeah. You're saying how stupid it is. Say in the case of Bismarck, that's not wise. Not wise at the epicenter of the no dapple.
Yeah, I get it.
Movement. Yeah. And by the way, I there's a fellow by the name of Clay Jenkinson. Another one of those really smart academic types.
Yep.
You know, has all the answers. Just ask him. I like Clay, actually, but he definitely is of the academic category. And he took exception with the word that I used about Bismarck Mandan being terrorized during No Dapple. Well, I'll say that all day long on Facebook, on air. They were. I saw it with my own eyes. You know, up close.
That was pretty crazy.
Month after month after month after month.
Yep.
I think Todd Mitchell had gun shells on his front stoop, for crying out loud.
And the cops trying to ram down my door at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, isn't that? Would that be terrorizing? I think it'd be terrorizing.
I think so. Seven texture, gun shells in front of your place, wouldn't you call it terrorizing?
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, so why on earth would you apologize for Bloomberg? Shouldn't you be blasting that insulting garbage full volume all day long to make sure every farmer and machinist in range understands exactly what the leaders on the left think of them? Well, I think we've accomplished that already. I'm apologizing because I don't think farmers and ranchers in challenging times should hear junk like that. I mean,
exactly.
I feel bad that he would be so dumb as to be that elitist and that, you know, when you start saying farmers don't have brains, when you say that they don't think and analyze enough, knowing what I know about farming and what I know is what I've seen, both as a kid growing up of my
exactly
uncles and the grandfather, and also in what I've done in the way of watching it as a member of the media and seeing it and respecting it endlessly.
That's just from his uninformed elitist bubble. I mean, you know, you got to consider the source on that kind of comment. And he wants to be the guy that no, no. Nope. Oh, and then we can talk about his gun control stuff, too.
Yeah, there you go. Before we talk about anything else, including what Karen and Fargo has to say, I want to tell you about this. If you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to see radio listener specials. You click on that. First thing that's going to happen, you put in your text number, you get $10 off your order right now, and then you find out about the latest specials right away when they come. I've signed up. I love it. It's fantastic. Plus, it's an extra $10 off. You will find an order for Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one free right now. Just use my promo code Scott. You got to do that to get the deal. Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? This is a great book for great causes, by the way. Free shipping on everything you order when you buy that book. There's a duvet cover now that is just the best in those same great colors. There's towel sets up to 50% off. There's pillowcases. There's mattress toppers. There's the buy one, get one free on the pillow deal. The MyPillow dog beds for 30% off. It's all there. Right there. MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. That's our number. Our special number. That's the number you got to call. So they know you're listening to us right here. Promo code Scott when you call. Okay? Liberals versus leftists. Karen wants to talk about that. What's the difference between liberals and leftists, Karen?
Well, for myself, as a liberal, I usually agree with the Democratic Party, so I vote for Democrats. But sometimes I think the Republicans are right.
Okay. So by being liberal, you're saying, yeah, I kind of feel liberal, but sometimes I think the Republicans are right. But that means I'm not a leftist, because a leftist would never think a Republican is right. Is that what you mean?
Well, she's there.
I'm sorry. I think that sometimes they criticize the Republicans when what the Republicans did was right.
Say that one more time.
I believe that they automatically criticize the Republicans even if they have done something right once in a while, according to me.
That would be a leftist then. Okay.
Yeah, it's just an automatic reaction, whereas I think out each situation and person.
See, I think they're both wrong. Just a little humor there, Karen. But yeah, I appreciate your take on the nuances between a liberal or a leftist. I sometimes use those sort of interchange those without much thought. But you've given me some
food
for thought. I'm actually just about to say, Tony, north of Belfield, is that you?
Yeah.
Now I'm listening. Yes, you have my undivided attention.
Okay.
Talk, I'm listening.
Hello?
It's your turn, Tony. Talk.
Okay. Hello. I heard Scott Hammond say something about that Jenkins, and he played Teddy Roosevelt. And Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican in name only. He wouldn't have put all these national parks, put all this land in these national parks and taken them out of production if he hadn't been a liberal. Look at all the land that's out of production that we can't use. They're stargazing at it, all the tree huggers.
Well, there you go.
That's all you got to say, Tony? You're leaving us?
Yeah, I'm going to quit you for now.
Well, I don't want you to quit me. And this is Scott you're talking to. And I did mention Clay Jenkinson, who's, I think, Thomas Jefferson is his more famous performance that he portrays, Jefferson. But he has done Teddy, sure. I think, hasn't he? Yeah. I mean, he's, self-proclaimed expert on Teddy and does pretty good. I mean, Clay is, an academic in the sense that, he's studies these folks and has vastly more knowledge than I would about the nuances of these people. But politically is so out of touch with the state of North Dakota. It's like, he couldn't run for dog catcher and win, but here.
Out of with the state of North Dakota, that golden bugger, he was just a tree hugger.
Well, I think he might have been that day's tree hugger, which is to say, let's set aside some land. Are you saying you don't think we should have national parks at all?
Not as big as they are. Look at all the millions of acres they're using up that could be used for raising cattle. And look at the the people who are watching contribute a little money to the federal government paying raising fees? And what did our parks contribute other than what they take at the gates? They're a bleed on our system.
Gotcha, Tony. Well, I wouldn't agree with you. I think national parks contribute, and I think there's enough of a working system to have grazing on federal lands. I'm not big on how it's been administered over the years, and it could be certainly better. There's plenty of games there. The Corps plays games, and there are others as well. But I think just the idea of national parks is pretty good. Maybe as we get closer to having a Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, something that I think is going to be a fine addition to the park. I really do, folks. I think we have no idea of what that ultimately can be.
Do we need that federal land to do these things? I mean, I don't think we need to. We seem to be doing fine without having to use that land.
I think he's saying there'd be more of it, right?
Right, more opportunities.
Yeah, but, again.
Like the drilling in Anwar they were talking about or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think the National Park, I think you're getting goofy is when you say, okay, the National Park's now had to have the view shed, and I want to be able to look out from the National Park and not be able to see anything but pristine landscape for, miles and miles.
Come on.
Hey, wait a minute. There's boundaries for a reason. They drew the lines there. This guy is saying they could be smaller. Maybe they could be, but they are where they are. I don't personally think that's a bad thing, but I understand where he's coming from and appreciate his opinion because they're all welcome here on the program. 800-228-0550 for yours, 701-258-0550 as well. Texter, if a Republican said what Mike Bloomberg is saying, media would be up in arms. Where's all the woke media on Bloomberg right now? Help me remember what that woke means now.
Oh, just aware, uber aware. You're woke.
You're woke.
You're enlightened.
Why did we need this new word?
I don't know.
Huh?
Seems to be the new. Yeah.
You can text me at 701-367-2054. Texter says your caller just proved my point. See how reasonable she was? Leftists care only about what the group determines they are allowed. She was reasonable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Texter says Greta Thunberg doesn't pronounce the TH in her name as TH. It is pronounced Thunberg.
Tune.
I don't much care. I pronounce it how I pronounce it. That's one of the dangers of coming here from Sweden with your global warming nonsense. Texter says, amazingly enough, Bloomberg's view on farmers is held by the loan officers at the Morton County FSA office. Imagine relying on such arrogance to keep your farm afloat. That's the reality for dozens of operators under that office's rule. Yeah, I have heard enough complaints about the Morton County FSA office to know they've got some real management problems over there. But when you're managed by federal employees, guess what? You'd just as soon stick your head in the sand than manage. So that's what's going on there. Greta's mural. We just call her Greta, not Thunberg or Thunberg. And we'll be safe. Greta's mural is what Kelly wants to talk about. Kelly, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I'd say go ahead and put that mural up there, and then right next to it, when she's like looking off in the distance, like that picture that he wants to paint that he took, right next to that, put a painting of the roll-off dumpsters going off with all the garbage, just to give the rest of the story. And then
go
ahead and put it up there as long as they put the dumpsters right next to it so we get the big picture of what really happened.
I like your idea, Kelly. I like your
How
idea.
How dare you?
Yeah, she didn't, but I do. Yeah, yeah. I'm... What'd she say? I didn't hear her.
How dare you?
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Kelly. More after this on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We're going to talk about the Legacy Fund next hour. Rich Wardner, Mike Nathy, join us. Your calls welcome to Chris Berg from Point of View coming up too.
Scott Hannon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Out just for Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah.
Another Michael?
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah.
What a fool believes, anything he says.
There you go. Michael McDonald, former Doobie Brother. Or is he still a Doobie Brother?
He's still a Doobie Brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
They still tour?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that he's touring with them, though. I think he does solo stuff now. I think it's the original guys that do the touring, though. So...
a day, 7 days a week, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline is available for you folks. That fellow that called earlier that wanted to get that off of his chest, he said, are you listening? See, we listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the Be the Buffalo Hotline. And it's a place for you to call and leave your comments about anything. Just tell us what's on your mind. and also a place where you can tell us about people that are doing some great things and being the Buffalo. Now, the folks at Oasis Petroleum, they go in to the storm. They go in to the storm every time, just like the Buffalo. And they have that Be the Buffalo spirit. That's how they've, in a relatively short period of time, grown and grown and grown to the point where they're one of the top oil and gas producers in North Dakota now, at Oasis Petroleum. Great company to work for, great folks. They love celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans, and whoever you see with that spirit, whatever they're doing, great teachers, first responders, law enforcement, whatever it is, somebody on the street, call
24-7-855-200-1776. Yeah, it wasn't only the pharmacy dissed in that comment. He was dissing mechanics and machinists talking about the putting metal in a lathe and just turning it. So just wanted to put that out there.
You're right.
Spot on, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, we briefly mentioned that earlier, but good point to emphasize for sure. The best part of what Mike Bloomberg did in dissing farmers and ranchers and machinists and mechanics and everybody else, the memes. Without question, the memes.
Yeah.
They make me happy. I put one up. I would pay a lot of money for a ticket to watch Bloomberg try and repair a piece of farm machinery that's broken down. And you got a farmer in the field. Another one has an Eisenhower quote. Farming looks mighty easy when your plow is a pencil and you're 1,000 miles from the cornfield.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
Well, and you think about the seed technology and the herbicide and, you know, insecticide and the mixings and the
infanticide.
It's unreal.
Maybe not.
What they have to know.
Yeah. Here is this. You're absolutely right. I mean, and the risks they take, major business operations.
Just put a seed in the ground. Put water on it.
Another texter says, the difference between Michael Bloomberg and any American farmer is the dirt on a farmer's hand can be washed off.
Wow.
Yeah.
The top, folks.
Yeah.
Boom. Boris Chauvin said hi. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Boom. Drop the internet.
And all these memes are showing up on my Facebook page. So it's a treasure trove of memes. Todd shared one here. It says, it's Mike Bloomberg under a bull. Looks like the Wall Street bull, right?
Okay. The Merrill Lynch one?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he says, I can teach anyone how to be a farmer. Watch me milk this cow.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, going on? Well, I'd milk that bull out there.
Remember they used to have, there was a commercial on TV a while back with a bunch of millennials out, and a guy goes out with a bowl of cereal. And
yep.
The one says, he does realize that's a boy cow, right?
Rice.
Oh, man.
Love it. Okay, here's some more. Text comments on all kinds of other topics here. Are there any reports of cattle mutilations in the Flag K-Fire listening area? Maybe some farmers, ranchers, and law enforcement people will call in regarding this matter. I've not heard of any. Have you, Todd?
I have not. Doesn't mean there aren't any, but...
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah, there's big cats and wolves, you know, will do the damage there.
Any reports of cattle mutilations in the listening area? If you have, text either Todd or myself. Todd's at 226-8503, and I'm at 367-2054. Democrats just keep stepping on the rake. Yeah, there is. This primary is a disaster. It's a disaster. No doubt about that. Can't wait for the debate. Bloomberg qualified now, so we're going to see if he gets a riser. This texter says, I think this said it all about liberals. And the meme says a liberal is checking facts on a tweet, but they can only check one at a time because when it dries, it itches.
Come on now.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Come on. Right.
Come Yikes. On. Just let that sink in. Let's see. There's the Ike quote again. Another. I wish President Trump would play when God made a farmer at his rally.
Great idea.
Prayers to Ryan Newman and family. That is a great idea.
You pull up a great big PA system at a Bloomberg rally and play it.
There you go. See, Todd says it right because he wants to get an interview with Greta. He's still working on that interview thing. He's sucking up by saying Thunberg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. Let's see.
Like you wouldn't take the call if she called What's in Your Mind right now.
Oh, I'd take the call, sure. Yeah.
I'm
I want to talk to you!
She'll say, ladies and gentlemen, Greta Thunberg joins us to tell us just how insane she is.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
So did my daddy make me say all this stuff?
That should get an Academy Award. That should get Andrew the Oscar.
Admit, she's a great actress. You have to admit that.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, we're going to tackle what we should do with the Legacy Fund, and we want your suggestions next on What's on Your Mind.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.